next here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, we will be marking the return of Queensbury's. First up, let's have a bit of a refresher of their sound with Hard as Nails.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
The sound of Queensbury's and Hard as Nails here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And Queensbury's join me in the studio now. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Right, bring your microphones closer to you.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's maybe up a little bit, so you're speaking below the line on it. There we go. That's a very boring bit of radio talk there for you people. It does, however, mean that the interview is uphill from here. So, welcome back to Phoenix FM, gentlemen. First things first, reintroduce yourselves to our listeners.
I'm Tom, I sing.
I'm George, play guitar.
I'm Archie, I'm the drummer.
Dan's not here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Dan being the other quarter of Queensbury's. And where's he tonight?
I think he's at work, but he's listening, so I don't think he's allowed to be doing that, but... You know, it's alright.
Yes, he is online in the chat room. So yes, hello Dan. It's good to have you with us, but does raise all sorts of questions that you are. Right. So this for the rest of you, however, I think this is appearance 4 on the show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Dan wasn't here for another one when it was at West Ham game as well. So he's been on too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So I'm sorry, Dan. I'm really sorry.
Tell it as it is.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Right. So, well, he's online anyway. And hello to Olive Sopo, who have this lovely kind of like Queensbridge flag that they keep holding up to the webcam, which is very impressive.
Oh,
it's
quite nice to see that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, hold it. Well, keep it held up and we'll get them to have a look at it, a bit later on. Okay. But, first of all, you've brought your instruments with you. So I think we should see you make some use of them. So what track are you going to do for us first?
We're going to do a song called City Light, but it's like an acoustic version. It's usually not like this. So yeah. Hope you enjoy.
Right. So. Take it away, Queensbridge, here on Curbles on Phoenix FM.
Well, I work all night, sleep all day. Work in the morning, gotta pray and pray. Waiting for the street lights to come on. 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 Breakfast at night. When I've been gone, y'all gotta make it a fight. Waiting for the street lights to come on. 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 Y'all better pray and pray. Waiting for the street lights to come on. 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 Waiting for the street lights to come on.
That is the sound of 3/4 of Queensbury's here on Curbles on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled...
City Light.
City Lights. Yes, sounding excellent. A bit, like you said, it doesn't normally sound like that. But carried across well, I thought, a very good version.
Thank you very much.
So, how long is it now that you've been going as Queensbury's?
I don't know that, mate.
It's about 3 years now, I think.
Really? Is it that long? Yeah, 3 years then.
Well, we started under a different name, didn't we?
We've had loads of names, but when we started properly, we was Bow Street Runners, and then somebody else had the name, so we changed it to Queensbury's, if you didn't know.
But about 3 years now, I think.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yes, it does feel like a long time now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Right. And, so yes, can you remember much about how you originally got together about a million names ago?
What was it? It was, well, George and Archie are brothers, and Archie used to play bass for a bit, and it was just three of us, and it wasn't very good, but it was also good. We used to do, like, just covers, didn't we, really?
Yeah, we used to go around to open white nights with you on the bass.
Yeah.
And just do,
But me and George have just known each other since primary school. It just happened, didn't it? We did a karaoke thing once in primary school. It's kind of embarrassing. But, yeah, just...
What song did we do?
We don't need to say
it
that.
It was the Kooks.
It was the Kooks, yeah. Naive by the Kooks. And it wasn't even karaoke, so obviously I don't think we really qualified.
Yeah, we played with the actual track.
Yeah, we played with the actual track. You played guitar. It was brilliant. It was awful.
We didn't win.
No, we didn't. We didn't even get past the first round. Well, we'll show them. We'll bloody show
And then we met Dan at secondary school.
Yeah, we met Dan at secondary school, and then we got a bassist. Archie plays drums, and it sort of works out about 1,000 times better, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. It's not interesting. Well, it kind of is, but...
Well, you carried it well, and fast forward a few years, and I've got to say hello to everybody who's joined us online. The whole Queensbridge fan base is out in force, and lots of them really liked the track you just played. Lots of claps and shouts of well done. Dan says it needed more cowbell, so he's going to get his helicopter over here in 10. Right, we're waiting. We're waiting, Dan.
His bass would have been better, I think, than the cowbell.
It's not even his joke.
Maybe a bass guitar wouldn't fit in his helicopter. Right, so, good stuff. So, yes, hello to everyone who has joined us online. We've got Con, we've got Edna May, we've got Ellie Willie XXXX, which actually sounds a bit rude, but thanks for joining us anyway. Hell's Lost High Stew, Queensbury Mum, who I think we've gathered is your mum.
Probably my mum, yeah, she does that sort of thing.
Ah, just because she's a proud mummy.
Yeah.
Hello to Abby Jackson 666, who's got more N's than sixes in her name. Hello to Aked, Dan Lam 1, whoever he is, Lieutenant, Elif Sopo, and someone who's just called Queensbury's Rock My World. World spelt WURLD.
Nice.
So, good to have you with us anyway, and, well, I'm glad that, Queensbury's rock your world, because they're rocking ours as well. But we're gonna give them, a couple of minutes rest, because we're gonna play, their first musical choice of the evening. A bit of PJ Harvey. One of those acts whom, we probably don't get to play enough on this show, so tell us about what PJ Harvey means to you.
I think we first heard her through Nick Cave. We started getting into Nick Cave and then found links to her through him. They've done a few duos together, I think.
It's just really interesting.
Yeah, she's very unique, I think, as an artist.
It's good to hear something that's not just the standard. I don't know. It's different music, isn't it? It's cool. It's nice to hear something that isn't just regular. I don't know.
Yeah, this song in particular as well, I think there's no guitar in it, I think.
Yeah, no. Just a cool track. You listen to it and you'll know what we mean. It's different and beautiful and everything.
Okay. Here, being different, beautiful and anything but regular, it's PJ Harvey. I remember you said that this is the song with the really quiet intro, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Right, well, yeah, fingers crossed it won't be too long.
Walked on and on the sunset. went down and down coldness, cooled their desire and dawn said, let's build a fire.
In the end, hurrah.
Yes.
That was PJ Harvey. And Is This Desire from the album of the same name. And it was chosen by my guests tonight, Queensbriz. Yes. Who would you describe as being your main influences as Queensbriz?
PJ Harvey.
Good start.
I sort of like and dislike this question because it changes so often, I think. But, yeah. Like, the Stand stuff is like Pixies. That's the stuff that started us, like Kings of Leon, Pixies, and what else? Like, Oasis at the beginning as well, because we listened to, like, a lot of it and just played it. Like, this is stuff we used to play, like, just covers, and that's how we started. And, like, old blues stuff, we used to just jam so much blues stuff, like, Blind Willie McTell and stuff, like, Lead Belly, anything, really.
Anything, like, rough and raw.
Yeah,
and
as long as it's got a bit of soul to it, it don't really matter. Like, if it's good music, it's good music. That's what we just listen to good music, really.
Yeah. But it does change
over the years. Yeah, it does change. You know, the sound sort of changes with it, but I think we're gradually developing our own sound. But everything. And we all like different stuff as well, don't we? That's the thing.
You like rubbish.
Who's you?
You.
Who's me?
Yeah. That was... The question didn't go so well, but you know.
A lot of our influences, like, separately contribute to... Like the song making in general, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Hmm. Yes, and I think the answers you've given so far are a lot better than the ones Dan's just does posted online.
Ignore him. No one cares.
Yeah, I really do not think Marnie Harsh and Drake are influences of Queensbridge, Dan.
They might influence him.
Yeah, maybe
he'll come out and take that in a minute as well.
Yeah,
he should be glad that there's a few there's webcam separating him and us.
Can we kick him off the chat? Is there any way to do that?
Yes, there is, but yeah. I'm just gonna say that right now, just for a bit of fear factor.
in his helicopter. Yeah.
This is true. This is true. Come on, it's been longer than 10 minutes now, Dan. Yeah. Honestly. In the meantime, though, while we're waiting for him to turn up and try to find somewhere to park his helicopter, I know we've got a big car park here at the Brentwood Centre, but it's not that big. I'm not sure if it could house a helicopter. Let's see you put those influences that you just talked about to some use. What track are you going to do for us next?
Driving Home?
Yeah,
Driving Home. This is off, right, we've been working on an EP for about a year, which has 3 songs on it, which is a long time, but it's going to be released around sort of March time. We haven't got an exact date, but this is on the EP, so if you come to our gigs, I'm sure you've heard it too many times, but, you know. Ready?
Take it away, Queensbridge, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Today. There's no Dan. I spoke over it. That was an ending. Okay.
You went for the spoken word intro, outro.
I thought I'd do a bit of like Jim Morrison style poetry.
Well, it was pretty good anyway. Have some applause.
Thank you.
Sorry.
That is Queensbridge live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And that track of theirs was entitled Driving Home. Now, you mentioned there that it's going to be on your next release. So tell us more about that.
We've got 3 tracks on an EP that has been going for a year. But it's not all been recording time. There's been other stuff to it. And
yeah.
But 3 tracks on it. One track is called I Don't Want to Be There. No, Be There. Sorry, that was the working title. Driving Home and Losing Out. Yeah, it's just 3 tracks. It was just something for other people, for people to hear like the other side of our sound. Cause the first EP was kind of mellow and dark, and it's kind of like, not the opposite side of the spectrum, but it's another side of us. And I think whatever the next, whatever the next recording will be a bit of a mix of the both. So
We recorded it in a different way as well, didn't we?
Yeah, there was more live bass this time, whereas before it was a lot of like doing our separate instruments.
The overdubs.
Yeah, overdubs, all the rest of it. But it's, it sounds good. I'm getting sick of it, but like, it does sound good.
But it should be released around March time.
March time. If you check Facebook, Twitter, all that sort of stuff, you'll get a date shortly. So.
Right, so, yes. And if you don't need any further encouragement, Queensbury Mom, who's joined us in the chat room, says that track is one of her faves.
Brilliant.
So, it's always good when your mum's on side, isn't it, Tom?
But it doesn't so much mean anything, does it? Because it's if I did a poo in a bag and then said I made you something, she'd have to say she liked it, wouldn't she?
I'm sure your mother has some standards, Tom.
Maybe, but, you know, you catch my drift. All right. Okay.
Right. I think we'd better crash on. What musical choice would you like to listen to next?
Can I choose something?
Yeah, it's
your choice, yeah. Right. Okay, I've 100% got something. I'm not going to make something up on the spot right now. No, I got it. Can we listen to the Stone Roses? What's the song? Shoot You Down or something like that. I forgot the name of it. Shoot Me Down.
On the first album?
Yeah, on the first album. Shoot Me Down.
Right, I found a song called Shoot You Down.
Shoot You Down. Oh, that's right, yeah. All right, sorry, everyone. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
It's all right. It's been a sort of night for it, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so tell us about what the Stone Roses mean to you.
I don't know. They're just really cool. Ian Brown is... Well, when he was younger, was amazing frontman, I think.
Mm.
And it's just something about the music and the groove of everything, and just like it's just good music. Like every time you want to talk about influences, it's just good music. It's just something that you can listen to and thoroughly like enjoy and connect with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that.
Let's connect with it now.
You show me, but I can't.
love to do it, and you know you've always had it coming. I'd love to do it, and you know you've always had it coming. To do it, and you know you've always had it coming.
The sound of the Stone Roses and Shoot You Down here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guests tonight, Queensbury's. So, when it comes to bringing your sound to the masses, what gigs have you been playing recently?
Recently, what we've done? We did a gig at the 229 in London the other day.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
Last week. That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
It went down well, didn't it? It was good.
Mm.
We did the gig. Maybe was it a month ago? The O2 Academies, and we did like
November. Yeah,
it was in November. I was longer than that. Like the O2 Academy 2, like the second stage, the smaller stage, but the venue was just packed out. It was one of the best shows we played, I think. Not necessarily like performance wise, but like,
yeah, we got a 50 seater coach,
yeah,
packed, got it down there.
That was
the first gig we've done in a while since about like September time.
Yeah, and it was a quality gig.
Mm.
A bit of a strange one, but it was good. Very good.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep it up London, haven't we? We've got one next Saturday at, is it Surya? Surya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, what was it, Dean Stereo Freaks?
Yeah, Dean from Stereo Freaks.
Yeah. And then we'll have other gigs coming, like if you watch our Facebook page. So.
Mm. And we're hoping to get on festivals this year as well.
Yeah, summertime, we'll get on some festivals, do all that. Should be good. I think it's going to be a good year this year.
Yeah.
High hopes.
Everything's going to be on Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You're up with your social media.
Which is a good thing
to do. Because it means you take over the internet slowly. Okay, good stuff. Right, well, let's give people a taster of what they can expect from your live shows this year. Let's listen to another track. What track are you going to do for us next?
This one's called Nothing At All. We played it for the first time, didn't we, the other day?
Last week.
Yeah, it was just me and you. It's not long been about, but I hope you enjoy it.
It's our full acoustic one, isn't it? Like, when we play live gigs, it's just an acoustic, which is a bit of a change.
Yeah.
It's cool. Go for it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Take it away, Queensbury's here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
I'm tired of waiting. These paper bags won't break my fold. Did you ever expect it to be like this? It's hard to concentrate, 'cause nothing exists. No. I ran my hands up against the wall. You think you have love, but you ain't got nothing at all. Got nothing at all. You ain't got nothing at all. I You already gave it all away. What do you want from me? Ain't got nowhere to call my home. I'm feeling twisted, I've got nowhere else to go. Did you ever expect it to be like this? It's hard to concentrate, cause nothing exists, no. I ran my hands up against the wall. You think you have love, but you ain't got nothing at all. Got nothing at all. You ain't got nothing at all. You ain't got nothing at all. Oh, 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 oh. You ain't got nothing at all. Oh, 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 oh. You ain't got nothing at all. You ain't got nothing at all.
That is the sound of Queensbury's live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled
Nothing at All.
Nothing at All.
Doesn't have a name.
So yeah, I was going to say that. Is it kind of is that the name of the song, or just say that it doesn't have a name?
No, it's the name.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Lots of people got Hells Loss. Hi Stu is clapping. He says, Con says he's giving you lots of applause, and your mum said, woohoo! So I'll assume she likes it as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. She's
yes.
Tonight.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yes, hello to everyone who has joined us online. You can join them by going to phoenixfm.com, clicking where it says listen live.
Oh, I think I have to do a shout out thing quickly. Is that okay?
Okay, yep, sure.
Wait, I need to see. George said that he'd shout people out if they retweeted it, and I'm not good at Twitter, so you're gonna have to give me a second. Oh, George, which? Oh, wait. No, Dan, stop texting me. I swear, I'm trying. That's so annoying, right?
Right. This is live radio.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. To be honest, you're in good company tonight. Just about lots of stuff that could go wrong has. So
basically, I made the mistake of putting a tweet earlier, and we've only just reactivated our account, so we don't know what we're doing on Twitter. To be honest,
lots of people don't.
Right. Well, the ones I remember, I'm sorry, I don't know how to use Twitter. I'm really sorry. Matthew Cox. Olivia Lawrence. Sophie. And I think, I hope that's it. I'm sorry, anyone else. I don't know how to use my phone.
We have to shout out Dave at Creative
Dave at Creative.
Barry,
Barry's tuning in as well. Barry's a guy who recorded. He's my, I say uncle. He's I don't know, but yeah. Barry. He recorded us.
That's it.
We can do some more shout outs towards the end as well. So you can shout out to everyone then as well.
Okay.
So yeah, don't worry too much if you can't remember them all right now. Okay. Right. We're going to listen to your next musical choice in the meantime.
Nice.
And it's a bit of, and none of us are really sure how to say this lady's name, but it's Madeline Peyrou, I think her name is. And she does a really good cover of, Elliot Smith's Between the Bars. So with any luck, that will be coming up right now.
could do you wrong, but you might. The potential you'll be, you'll never see. Promises you'll only make. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore, that push, shove, won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink a beer, look at the stars.
The sound of Madeline Peru here on Curples on Phoenix FM and her cover of Elliot Smith's Between the Bars. A good choice there. So tell us about how you discovered that track.
George showed me it, but
yeah, it was on iTunes and I clicked on it.
Oh yeah.
Don't you just love it when you discover cool songs way?
I remember.
It was no title. It says track 1, track 2, track 3. I just clicked on track 5 and that was it.
Yeah,
it's but great. You know the original, don't you?
Yeah, I love the original. It's Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith is one of my favourite all-time artists, I think, just because he's so dark and strange and cool. He's so interesting. He's just one of those people that you can't help but watch, and yeah, he's just cool guy. Dead though, so
yeah, which kind of makes him even more cool and strange and mysterious, doesn't it?
The whole story's weird, but it's just, incredible, man.
Indeed. Indeed. Definitely left a legacy worth listening to. Okay, I'm going to say hello to everyone. Hello again to everyone who has joined us online. Con, Ed May, Hell Sluts I Stu, Matt Cox, Queensbury Mum, Aked, Bex with 3 X's, BWC, Dan Lam 1, who has something to do with the band, Hypnomar, Lieutenant, Olive Supple, and Queensbury's Rock My World, who is claiming to be Tom's sister, which is a bit of a revelation for him, considering he doesn't actually have a sister. Yep. So
I don't have a sister. Well,
now you do.
Yeah, you do now.
I do. So hey, you've made not just new friends but new family tonight as well. right. I think we'd better crash on. You've got one more track that you're going to do live for us. So what track are you going to do?
We're going to do a cover of I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone, but there's loads of versions of it, and this will be the second time we've done it, so you know, that's it's going to be fun.
Right, so, well, take it away. Queensbridge, here on Curples on Phoenix FM.
It would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains that hold me. Oh yeah. I wish I could say all the things that I could say. Say I'm loud, say I'm clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that are keeping us apart. Yeah, I wish I could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. Oh yeah, come on.
Excellent. Complete without a tambourine. That was Queensbridge covering I Wish I Knew How It Felt to Be Free. And Dan, it's got a tambourine. It does not need more cowbell. This is Dan, the other member of the band, for those of you who have just tuned in, who just about every song apparently needs more cowbell. But it's got a tambourine, so hey.
Nearly
there. Yeah.
It wasn't funny the first time, though, mate. So.
Right. Right. Well. There we go. So it looks like a busy few months ahead for you.
Yeah.
With the live gigs that you've talked about, and with the release of the new EP, which we're looking forward to as well. Where will people be able to get their hands on the EP?
Well, we're gonna do a release, like a physical release, so when we announce the date, if you come to the gig that we're releasing, we'll probably have a bucket load of them for you to come by. Or, you know, general places like iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, it's all up. But if you'd rather buy a physical copy and support us, it's, like, much appreciated. So.
There's also a video, that we've done. Lee Squire's done it, and his team from Uni.
Uni team.
That's for the song Driving Home, what we've done earlier. That'll be out at the same time as the EP comes out as well. So that'll be available on anywhere online.
Anywhere we can find to put it, it'll be available. So
yeah.
Just keep your eye on social media, and if you're interested anyway, and see what happens.
Good stuff. Yes, well, we look forward to hearing more. Yes, hello to BWC, who says, tell the lads that Irene says hi. So hello back to you, Irene. We're going to hear your last musical selection of the evening, and it's a bit of Catfish and the Bottlemen, so a bit more bang up to date with this one. So tell us about this lot.
I heard them on a radio station don't know which one. But yeah, there was
it's more of a modern band that we're into as well. Yeah. Like they've recently like got quite popular, so
yeah. I don't think this is the first song we heard, but all their songs are quality, isn't it?
Yeah.
I never really listened to them.
Yeah, they're a really good new band on the scene, I think.
Yeah. It's good to support new music as well, isn't it? I think they do it well, because from what I've heard, they did like proper cheap tickets to gigs and stuff, don't they? It's cool. It's a good contribution to their music scene, I think.
Yeah. And I think they've got loads of new music coming out as well, so yeah. I look forward to that. Yeah.
Right. And here they are, Catfish and the Bottlemen. The end of the song then. That was Catfish and the Bottlemen with Kathleen here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And it was the final choice of the band who have been my guests tonight, Queensbury's. So, gentlemen, I think before we go any further, we should say one last quick shout out to everyone who's got in contact with us tonight. Con, Edna May, Stu, Matt Cox, Queensbury Mum, Tom's Mum, Aked, BWC, Dan Lam One, Darren Sugru, I hope I'm saying that correctly, Hypnomar, Lieutenant, Olive Sopol, aka Olivia and Sophie, I think, and Queensbury's Rock My World, aka Tom's long lost sister. So, and yes, thank you to everyone who has joined us. Ladies, I'm sorry we weren't able to fit in all your requests tonight, but hopefully you've enjoyed the music that we have had. So all that remains to say is where is the place that people can go to find out more about Queensbury's?
Search on Facebook, it's just Queensbury's. Facebook.com/Queensbury's. Queensbury's. At Queensbury's Band on Twitter. Do we have any other stuff? That's the main place,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, everything is going to go on there anyway, so...
Yeah, we'll be fine. Yeah, just... Yeah, it's all linked together. Just, you know, check
Phoenix
us out,
FM,
search us
you
up.
Can find us on there.
Yeah.
You can!
Whatever you want, just Google us or something. I'm sure we'll come up. But write band, because we're not a very big band, so...
Yeah, Queensbury's Band, I think.
yeah, you know, whatever you want.
Indeed. And that's, so that's where people can find you, on, online. And tell us, and with seeing you in person, where can people next see you live?
We've got the Syria gig coming up.
Syria gig.
That's next week, isn't it?
Next Saturday, the 31st of January.
And then we've got some other gigs that will be announced on Facebook. You just keep your eyes peeled for that, because there should be some big stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that's the next one. Yeah.
That's the next one, yeah.
Syria, 31st of January. And there's some good bands. The Greasy Slicks are on headlining.
Yeah, they're really quality, good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Good stuff. And finally, if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
We've done some before. We should go back, like, David Creative. We practice with him every week, don't we? And
yeah,
all the general ones. Yeah, your dad for driving us around everywhere. He drove us here today. He drives us everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's in the other room. No, I was just like, yeah, I can't see you, can I?
Yeah, and the people on Twitter who retweeted that we forgot their names.
Yeah, everyone for listening, coming to our gigs, anything like that, if you're supporting us, you know, that sort of thing.
Dan Lamb.
No.
Dan Lamb.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Right, so you can find out more about Queensbury's online, all over social media, and we look forward to hearing your new material coming later in the year as well. I think it's safe to say that the future very much starts here. Queensbury's, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.